98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
A very happy Monday to Marie in Finglas, who says, my little win is I got 10 hours of sleep last night.
Fair play.
10 hours, Marie. Incredible. Oh. And Sharon in Eastwall says, my little win is I did all the laundry without using the tumble dryer once over the past few days.
Oh, I hung out loads of my clothes
Excellent.
Over the weekend. I was only thrilled with myself.
Yeah,
there's no better feeling. Good morning to Robin, who's in Ballyfermot.
My little win today is get to get a chicken filler roll and a spare and bray. It's absolutely divine.
Sorry, love that.
Love it.
Love it.
Here's Jay and Gulak.
Good morning, lads. Happy Monday. My little win is I received my big kid's weather certificate.
Ooh.
Had some crack with the lads on the weekend. Happy Monday, lads. Cheers.
Oh, Jay, hang that on the fridge.
Yes, we do kids' weather at 8:30 every morning, but when schools are on midterm, we do big kids' weather and the adults can do it. Love
Jay's
it.
A star. Here's Pamela.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that we got to celebrate my dad's 80th yesterday.
Oh,
a
brilliant.
Big party bash. It was brilliant. Now, the fella has more energy than most of us put together. He's like a 60-year-old. He's like Benjamin Button. And it was a great party. And just want to say happy birthday to me dad, Frank Grady.
Oh,
happy birthday to your dad.
Happy birthday to your dad. He sounds like an absolute legend.
Did you see David Attenborough at the weekend? I was like looking at him being like, how is this man 100?
Phenomenal.
Spring chicken.
Yeah. This is it, Brendan. Yeah. Here's Katie.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Katie here from Ashburn. Loving listening to the little wins. Probably medium-sized win to massive win for me.
Oh.
Yesterday was the directorial debut of my first short film that I wrote and directed that was shown at the Lighthouse Theatre called
Stop.
Operation Us.
Wow.
And it was received amazingly and I've no voice today and I'm back in the car going to work. So I'm just buzzing from that.
Katie, congratulations.
Operation Us. I need to check this out.
Oh my God, what an achievement.
Yeah, Katie, fair play to you. That's incredible.
Remember the name, Katie. We need to get your full name, but this is the start of something absolutely phenomenal.
That's so good.
Next stop, the Oscars, Katie. Go
100%.
On. 100%. Here's Naomi's little win.
Good morning, 98 FM. My little win is that I've survived my hen party.
Naomi, I hope you had a ball.
Naomi has her voice.
I know,
love that.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
Gosh, I had to take about 5 days off after my hen. Also, this is random, but we had a little win in from Dave from last month. You might remember this.
Boy, Dave here. I copied off Brenda there and I got a pedicure. It's the first time in his life he was right. Cheers, bye-bye.
Dave was going to go and get a pedicure.
Yeah,
I remember
Dave,
that.
Dave was inspired by Brendan who'd gotten his hooves done and he went off and was going to get a pedicure. Well, Dave has been back on with an update about
Brilliant.
His hooves.
Hi, Brendan and Rebecca. It's Dave here. Day two for the big pedicure. I was just wondering there the other day when Rebecca found that nail polish. Is that Mystic Meg's way of telling me to get the old nails painted? So, anyway, after that, I'm off to the cinema with my free 90 FM tickets. I'm going to see you with the new hooves dance like Jacko.
Sorry.
Dave's really taken now to the foot care.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Gosh, now I want to get a pedicure.
First a pedicure and now he's possibly painting the toenails as well. Good man, Dave.
Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins this morning. Robin, Jay, Pamela, Katie, Naomi and Dave and his lovely feet.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Let's get a win.
Give you lots of prizes.
And a brand new one.
98 FM.
Welcome to your favourite game on the radio. It is time for Matchy Matchy, the game where you send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. Try and say the same three words as each other. It's proving a little more difficult than it should be, maybe. And you will win yourself a lot of prizes. There's a brand new one about to be announced by AI, Rebecca and Brendan. win a trampoline,
a curly blow dry,
a Nido,
an air fryer,
a butcher's voucher,
a gardens trimmer,
a €150 fuel card,
dry robes,
a slushy machine,
and explore Dublin Bay.
What?
On a goat boat tour.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh, what a fab prize.
A goat boat tour.
There's something for everyone in there. And good morning to Niamh and Coolock, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Niamh, what's the crack? How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you? We are very excited.
We're so excited to have you playing Matchy Matchy, Niamh. Who's with you this morning?
I have my daughter, Mabel.
I love the name Mabel.
What
Mabel,
age
good
is
morning.
Mabel?
Mabel is 8.
Oh,
she
good
is
morning.
Making her communion next week. So
stop.
We're all...
have you the dress sorted?
Oh, we are all go. We have the dress, the hair, the shoes, the socks. Aww.
It's very exciting. And Niamh, do you know what you're going to wear?
Do you know what? No, I have a few things and I have yet to try anything on. The fear of God is in me.
Come here now. Niamh, are you having people back to the house after or what are you going to do?
Do you know what we did? We had her older sister out and about and we said we'd do a big kind of hoolie at home with family and friends.
Brilliant. That'll be deadly. So it's lovely of that to look forward to.
Well, I have to pray for the weather as well.
Get the child to Prague out.
No, honestly, yeah.
Light a candle.
That's it.
Yeah, we hope and pray. And come here, yourself and Mabel, you've been practicing Matchy Matchy. How do you play at home?
Oh, we've got a little tablet that we have at home and we write it on every morning and then we put our answers on and then we just delete it and start from scratch again the next morning.
Dedication.
Okay. Well, hopefully this practice is about to pay off.
Niamh
and Mabel, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Well, we matched with Rebecca last week on all three.
Okay.
So I think we've got to go with the good luck.
Brilliant stuff.
Thank
Here
you
we
so
go.
Much.
Let's
no pressure.
Try to win. Enjoy the peace and serenity of the soundproof booth. Sorry, I was in a bit of a panic there. I couldn't find the words inside the envelope, but they are here. Okay, here we go. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is card.
Card. Game?
Card game.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, card game.
Card game. We've got approval there from Mabel. Excellent stuff. Your second word. The giggle. The second word is dirty.
Dancing.
Dancing. And the third word is boot.
As in B-O-O-T for your foot?
Yes, B-O-O-T.
Boot room. We got a new boot room this year.
Oh, yes. Did you? Very fancy, Niamh.
Very fancy.
Okay, we're going boot room. Okay, so card game, dirty dancing, boot room. Niamh and Mabel, are we locking those in?
What do we think? We just go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mabel says yes, we're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. She's giving us a regal wave as she walks in.
Oh,
how was that for a Monday morning?
Would you believe it? There was a child of Prague in there.
Stop it.
Yep.
Well, we'll get that over to Niamh and Mabel and Coolock now for the communion.
Yes.
Right, your first word in Matchy Matchy is card.
Cardboard.
Your second word is dirty.
Dirty dancing. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
And your third word is boot.
Oh. Boot?
Hmm.
The word boot now. I feel like we've had that before and there's two options that stand out to me. Okay. I'm going to say boot leg.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Niamh and Mabel in Coolock this morning? Oh, guys, sorry. You both matched on dirty dancing. After cards, the gals went card game and boot room because they got a new boot room in the house last year.
Sorry, what's a boot room? Is that like where you put your bits and pieces when you come home?
Where you put your boots.
The height of glamour is what it is, Niamh.
Your handbag, you hide a pile of,
Niamh, that's very glamorous. I'm delighted for you that you have a boot room, but I'm sorry that we didn't do a match on Matchy Matchy.
Oh, no worries. We're delighted to get on.
We're delighted to have you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for practicing at home. And thanks for playing. Niamh and Mabel, we're going to send you a 90NFM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Cheers. Bye, guys.
Bye.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, coming up, you're going to be chatting about a missing animal.
Yeah, who I hope is about to be found. First, though, it's an Irish institution that Nicola Coughlan only recently baffled the Brits with.
So in Ireland, there is a website. It's my mum's favourite website. It's called rip.ie.
So that was Nicola Coughlan telling Nick Grimshaw and Angela Hartnett about RIP.ie when she was on their podcast Dish the other week.
Like, we're so used to it, but I would say if you don't live in art, you're going, what is that?
100%. Like, I think at this stage, like, you know, we've just normalised the fact 100%. That we have this website, right? Until this weekend, WhatsApp was flooded with a screenshot of one condolence posted under a death notice.
I saw this.
Did you see it? The message from a man named Martin offered sympathy to a woman on the death of her mother, okay? However, Martin went on, following his sympathies, to remind Joan that, these are the words, "You were my girlfriend years ago. We met in Kitty O'Shea's nightclub. I often thought of you after to see how you got on, but no mobile phones. I think it could have been the late 80s or early 90s.
Okay.
I think we were too young to settle down, but I'd like to get in contact with you again."
Oh.
Martin then proceeded, God love him, to leave his mobile phone number on the thing.
Right.
Now, it does seem a bit more Tinder than RIP.ie.
This is it, Brent.
If you ask me.
Yeah.
People online, they're a little bit divided over Martin's declaration. Mm-hmm. Some say wrong time and place, and others say RIP.ie kind of proves that life's too short not to take your chance.
This is it.
We all need the follow-up now. We need to know.
We're in a generation that it's very easy to find someone.
Yeah.
You can find out a lot about someone with just one simple search.
Yeah.
But back in the day, he's just, I suppose, just shooting a shot now.
Like, RIP.ie is probably Martin's Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
It's
the website where some people just spend a lot of time.
Like, Martin, maybe that's something for not right this moment, but
it's a bit down the line.
Maybe.
Well, we wish both of them all the best,
only
regardless of their relationship status. Finally this morning, the mystery of an escaped capybara in England looks closer to being solved.
Is a capybara, does it kind of look like a gerbil?
Yeah.
They're so cute.
I didn't realise this until this morning. It's the world's largest rodent.
Right, so a giant gerbil.
A giant gerbil. So it's about 2 foot tall.
Yeah,
right?
They're so cute.
Long, light brown, shaggy hair and a face that looks like a beaver, kind of.
Yeah, beaver-esque, yeah.
And no tail and slightly webbed feet. It's a cross between a giant rat and a pig kind of thing with no...
I just think that they're very cute.
Yeah. It's a bit like sometimes I look at a squirrel and I'm like, if you didn't have a big bushy tail, I'd be terrified of you.
Because you'd
look like
they
a rat.
Rodents.
They are, but they're cute because of their tails.
Yeah,
anyway, look at back to the capybara.
Yeah,
back in March, one at Marwell Zoo in Winchester went missing. And this bit is great. His name is...
Samba!
His name is Samba, right?
Samba!
So there have been several reported sightings of Samba since the 22nd of March when he went missing, but none confirmed. However, on Wednesday just gone, a river bailiff reported seeing an animal feeding on vegetation along the riverbank.
Okay, I'm glad that he's getting fed.
Yeah, somebody from Samba Zoo went to check it out and they described what they saw as some telltale bite marks due to the dense foliage. The animal herself... Oh, sorry, Samba's a girl.
Herself?
Sorry, Samba's a girl, not a boy. The animal herself was not visible, but the height of her bite marks were consistent with her height, okay?
Yes.
So they're fairly sure that this gnawing along the riverbank is Samba. A camera trap has now been installed in the area to help monitor any further activity. Back at the zoo, Tango, who's Samba's sister, is enjoying the warmer weather, seen relaxing in the sun and napping in her hay.
So she's not too plussed that the sister's missing.
Tango, not bothered now. More space for her to get a tan.
Well, I hope we get a happy ending for Samba.
I'll keep you updated on the relationship between Tango and Samba and Martin and whatever that woman's name is, Joan.
That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, guys, the party's in full swing because the George is celebrating 40 years in business this week. And over that time, it has, of course, become far more than just a bar or a club. It's a safe space, a stage, a meeting place, and a huge part of Dublin's social history. This Thursday, 98FM's Big Breakfast will be live from the George. But to talk through more about this very special anniversary, we're joined live on the line now by Dublin's best-known drag queen, Victoria's Secret. Victoria, good morning.
Morning, you guys. I can't believe we're doing Wife Swap this week. You guys are coming into the George. Does that mean me and Davina are presenting live
from Big Breakfast? Yes.
The studio.
We'll get our people to call your people, Victoria. Let's go back to the beginning. Do you remember the first time you walked into the George?
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday in one way, and then also feels like a million years ago. Yeah. Firstly, like, I don't know, my first experience, I was terrified to go in. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely hadn't come out to anyone yet. I was going in on my own, and it was a very different time. Yeah. So I walked up and down Georgia Street. I actually was waiting to make sure no Dublin bus passed, because God forbid one of the neighbours saw that I was going in, and it confirmed to them that I was gay. Let's be real, lads. They knew I was gay anyway. At that moment, I was like, oh no, they're not going to catch me. I scurried in, and yeah, it was a bit of a love affair from then on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everyone who walks into that for the first time remembers very, very clearly. Victoria, the George, it means so much more. It's more than just a bar and a club. Why do you think it means so much to people all over Dublin?
Well, firstly, it's a safe space for absolutely everyone, not just the queer community. And I think it's probably the best crack you can have in Dublin 100%. In any bar.
Yeah.
Like, there's not many venues that last 40 years. It's lasted that long for a reason. You can be always guaranteed to have a good night there. There's free shows practically 7 nights a week. And who doesn't love a bit of drag on a Sunday night when you've got to be presenting? What time are you up since this morning?
Half five.
Oh, God. No wonder I haven't seen you on a Sunday.
Yes. Victoria, is there a particular night, show, performance or moment in the George that has stayed with you?
Do you know, one night we all went to see Bianca Del Rio, who's a very famous drag comedian, and we went before doing Shirley's show. Mm. Now, we were in the Olympia. Bianca had organised some nice free little beverages for us, and we got to the venue absolutely giddy as hell.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately took a little tumble in my heels night. I did a front roll and knocked a full table of drinks out on Bianca Del Rio's table.
Oh, no!
That will always stick with me, because it's just one of those, where were you when that happened?
Yes.
Front roll off the stage. There's so many iconic moments that have happened over the years. I mean, the guests that we've had, like, I remember, like, partying to Sophie Ellis Bextor, to the Venga Boys, to Khalees
practically
took the roof off the building playing in there.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest acts started there, like the Saturdays were there in their matching tights.
Oh, stop. What a moment. What an era.
I think I saw Liberty X there one time.
Possibly.
Yeah.
There's also a rumor, and I'm trusting to believe that this is true, that Christina Aguilera went in with her dancers for a little boogie as well one day. Now, I wasn't there, but listen, I wouldn't let a little lie get in the way of the story.
Is that time she took that photo outside Asia Market on Drury Street?
I think so. Yeah.
She was in the area, so I think it is true.
Definitely true. Victoria, you mentioned there that, you know, the George, it's a venue that puts on basically entertainment almost 7 nights a week. Yeah. Like, where else would you get that? Like, that's some feat.
I know, like, literally, like, we got, I feel like people talking around the world about the George, because any night you go in, you can see there's some tourists who have, like, found it and they want to have a good night with us too. I just, I've been to, like, gay bars all over the world, but I still think we're out there providing one of the best nights out, and, like, the shows are top level too.
World class.
They are.
Thank you, Rebecca.
All of you are. Yeah. It is world class.
The talent, like.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you make it seem so easy, but I can only imagine the work that goes into putting on shows like that every single week, day in, day out. Can you tell us about some of the celebrations that you guys are, the celebrations are taking place that you guys have planned to celebrate the 40th anniversary?
Well, first, I can't believe you guys are going live this Thursday.
I know, Thursday morning, yeah.
I feel like, has anyone ever done that in a gay bar?
We don't think so. We feel like this is the first radio show to come from the George.
And how appropriate, because I mean, Brendan in particular, you've put a lot of your wages from my
behind that bar. I've spent a lot of my money in the George. I have.
So I'll be tuning in for that for sure. And then myself and Davina are doing a celebration on Friday night. It's from 7:30 p.m. We, as you guys know, we have a podcast called Petty Little Things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a live version of that, bringing back some of the very familiar faces from over the years. We've got DJs coming back. We've got the original manager coming back. We're going to have a bit of history, a few gas stories from regulars over the years. And mostly we just want to mark it as a really fabulous night of fun that everyone should get in and enjoy from 7:30. And it's free in, by the way.
Incredible. Incredible stuff. Look, it is some achievement. The George turning 40. Congratulations to you and everyone who works there and has worked there over the 40 years. And if you want to join us Thursday morning as we celebrate 40 years at the George, you can get your free tickets right now, 98fm.com/The George. Victoria, thanks a million.
Thanks, you guys. Cheers.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.